pressure. That's Joto. That's Pili Pili. That's Moto. Me, I'm Kanzu. Who's Mololo? Missy Nanga Jokes. Missy Rono.
Welcome to yet another episode of the Madhouse Podcast. We are the sound of the streets. And you already know we have a guest today. Kama umekuwa ukitufuata unajua who I'm talking about. Of course, we're talking about the boy Kanzu. Shout out to the homie.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Shukran for pulling up for another one of our interviews. And of course, tukuna co-host kwenye building up AV.
Yeah, with our sister over here, it's Monty, man. And we are representing for Mado's podcast. So, yeah, we're about to get into it. Have some fire conversations. And yeah, let's get it, man.
Let's go.
Yeah, man. So, we're going to start. Let's just recount on where we left off last time, man. The last time tuliko tumelink up na Kanzu walikuwa amesha release. Yetu, the album.
Yeah.
I know you guys love that album. Personally, I did. And the boy has been busy since then, so we want to find out what you've been up to since then, manze.
Yeah.
So, unaweza kutu brief umeko kifanya nini?
Yeah.
Tumekicheki kwenye mtandaoni.
Bana.
Yeah.
Mangoma too. I've just been working on music. Man, kama kawaida. As you know, I dropped my debut project, Juicy.
Hey.
It's called Damaged Goods Solo. Yeah. And it's bangers, bro. Any standard young women that would, you know.
Definitely. Yeah, we can hear it even in the music. Make sure you run it up, manze. Go.
Damaged Goods out now, man. It's all out in our playlist. Go link up. Go check it out. Hit up Kanzu.
Yeah,
we got all the exclusives, man.
Manze. Yeah, man. So, just working on music. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more music to come by then. On the stuff in the boat.
Just holding on to some good quality stuff.
Exactly, man. Exactly.
Aye, we're here for all of it, manze. Mm. And let me just start with this because I know people have been wondering wase wamekuwa wakichekicheki, wamekuwa wakijiuliza. Of course, we know Kanzu was part of a group, a duo. Walikuwa wanaenda by the name of Chief. Chief in the Green, Chief in the Bag, you already know. But as of late, we've been seeing that there's been a sort of a creative split between the two of you. Can you highlight about that a little bit? We just want to know what's going on between you and the boy.
That's when you just have to wait and see, Mazi. I prefer not to speak on that issue right now.
So suspense too, Mazi. To back in a suspense. Yeah, because the boy...
It's exclusive.
Yeah, exactly. The boy Omo has also been putting in the work. Nilikuwa na cheki track yake, Juicy na Groovy, second round.
Fact, I mixed and mastered that song.
Bro, speaking of music,
actually underrate like your other side of your production and mixing and mastering all that. Mm-hmm. You know, like most guys just know like Kanzu the artist.
Yeah.
That's why I want it, to be honest. Yeah, that's why I want it.
But if you've been really keen, unajua Lil Minor.
Yeah, Lil Minor.
Bro,
yeah.
ile track, I Chief with Mololo, nilikucheki hadi hapo hivyo kwenye video umetu posted.
Yeah.
So, like, you guys need to, like, dive into this guy's music, because production-wise, it goes back to, I think, the first EP where you produce everything on Ride, Sindio. Mixed, mastered, everything.
Yeah, I was producing even before that. Long before Chief Gang.
Long before Chief. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you were a producer, kind of like Kanye, a producer before a rapper.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you made the switch, alafu masses, the fans tukakubali.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's good, because, bro, production is actually crazy, and if you have the ability to produce your own and just do your own thing by yourself bila kuhitaji msemo mwingine, it goes a long way into like pushing even your name out there.
Very true, man. Very
true. So the rebranding from Mololo to Kanzu, how did that come about?
I always knew I wanted to rebrand. I've rebranded many times before in my career. Rebranding is kitu crucial,
part of the game.
Man, you need to be able to stay relevant, and for me, that was about being able to express myself, man. I feel like Yanni and Chief Gang, I liked the music.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
Yeah, it wasn't personal.
Yeah.
I wanted to make a project that's more personal, Yanni.
More you.
Exactly. Yeah. Nice to connect now to on a different level, you know. Yeah, man. So that was the idea behind Kanzu, man. And yeah, man, I've been staying true to that. Me, as long as I'm doing that by the way, we have made it.
So what would you say is the most fundamental difference between Mololo or your other persona, or let's say you and the new you now, Kanzu? What would be, is there like a shift in the sound or the approach to music, or what is it?
I think both. Yeah, if you listen to the sound, it's really evolved.
Yeah,
sounding more African.
Yeah,
yeah, man. Mm. I think I've left a lot of that trap persona behind.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting pop now, huh?
No, not even pop. Afro, yeah. Like just African, man. I feel okay. Like yeah, kitu ya home, yani, you know. Yeah, kitu ya mtaa. Anyone can listen to it. Wase wa Runda.
Yeah.
Wase wa Duda.
Uptown.
Yeah, uptown.
Everywhere.
Yeah, people can vibe to it, man. And for me, that's what's important, yeah. Mm. I know kila mse tunaweza connect on a different level, especially through music.
True.
Yeah.
Hata kama unatoka mtaa gani, you can connect with someone.
Everyone, everywhere.
Yeah, that's my goal, man.
So, would you say that you have a name for your new sound, or you just going with the flow of it right now?
There was a point I was calling it Genge Fusion, like a fusion of Genge tone and Afro.
Because Kumewaka had that Kumewaka type of feel, especially Kumewaka. Exactly,
yeah, man. But yeah, we'll see. As time goes, I think the fans will name it for me.
Yeah, definitely. Because unajua Mbogi kisha kubali, it's just ni wao wanaipatianga jina, you know.
Exactly.
So, I was talking last time. Sijui kama mnaweza kumbuka, if you've been listening to the podcast, we were talking about. I don't know. There's this group of new rappers. I know a few of them. You've been mixing and mastering a few of their tracks. Kilimani Local Bosses, KLB. Mm. Who are they? What do they represent? Can you give us a little bit more insight on that?
I don't think I'm part of that group.
Yeah, but you know them, right?
Yeah, I know them. Yeah, definitely. They're just a collective of people, young mm-hmm. people, trying to build each other up. Yeah, you know. Yeah, something. It's respectable, man. You know. Pushing each other like that, man.
Yeah, for sure. Showing support.
Showing each other support.
Just growing as a whole unit, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because I think what we need right now is just a whole lot of artists. So we can even come out, say your new sound, right? Wasee wataipatia jina. It's definitely going to catch on, and then in the process you're going to uplift other people. Because you see, like someone like Lil Minor say, "Asha Ashika, bro." Like, if you don't know Minor Manze, unalala chini ya mawe, Manze.
Yo, shout out to the kid, man. He's a cartoon, a whole cartoon, man.
Bro. That nigga cracks me up, Manze. Every time when I log into kwa social media, Lil Minor is always on some shit.
Yeah,
always on some shit, bro. A big shout out to the homie, by the way.
And that's what's like the other thing I love about, you know, the industry now. Like, I don't know, like 5 to 7 years ago, we didn't have, like, the industry wasn't as dynamic as it is
and
right
as diverse
now. Yeah, because like right now we have like guys like Lil Minor who are coming off as comedians, if I may say, but also
slash rapper is also
getting
into music,
into his bag as an artist too. So like I like that too. And we also see like guys like Mololo and Chief Gang also, you know, like just venturing out to being versatile as artists, not just giving us the trap sound we used to.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so man, it's great, man.
It's good. We're here for all of it. We're here to document it. Of course, you know, we're the Sounds of the Street, man. The Madhouse podcast. Make sure you run it up, by the way. Send it to your friends. Wambie tulikuwa na msanii superstar kwenye building bana. We had a big persona here. Manze, and if you didn't know, now you know, bana. Kwanza ibu, plug them your socials.
Yeah, man. At Kanzu, all socials. That's KANZU. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's an underscore there. Yeah, man. Follow me, man. What are you doing? Follow me.
What
follow
are you doing, boy, Bana? Man. Follow the boy. Make sure you check out his music. Yeah. If you also, bro, I know you're open for business, Najwa. If anyone wants to hit at you for production and all that.
Yeah, features, hit me up, Manze.
Bora ufike bay, Manze. Wanna check it, the boy. Anataka feature, lakini he willing to put in the bands, but remember that track, Bana? Your track is going to slap.
Check you, Morio.
Big shout out to Omama Fegi, by the way. We see you wherever you are. You're putting in the work, and that's what we want in this game. So, Monty Najwa, pia uliko umejipina. Few questions over there.
Yeah, you know, I'm still stuck up on. I want to get to understand, like, you know, like coming off as a group. You know, there's always that competitive vibe. Also. How do you maintain the competitiveness between you and Ouma, and still maintaining the friendship? You know, because the industry can get cold, you know.
Tough, tea for tough.
People can get can be busy at times, you know.
For sure.
So how do you just maintain that relationship with the woman?
Despite the split.
I think relationships are important regardless, even outside of music. Relationships are important, you know. So there being competition in a friendship, it's not about the music, it's just about, you know, the friendship itself.
Pushing each other.
Yeah, it's about pushing each other, man, and wanting to see each other grow. And that's how we approached it, Manze, you know. Push each other, man. Yeah, bro. That's how it works, man.
And that's how it's supposed to be, because competition breeds improvement. You dig?
Exactly, yeah,
last time we were talking, when we were at Amster, we were talking about how he has qualities that complement Omar's, and exactly. Omar has qualities that complement him. So I think with the split, I'd say you guys are pushing each other to like make up for the deficits that you guys had, so that you can grow into a whole individual.
To be honest, you don't describe it the best out of anyone who's ever interviewed me.
Because I know how it feels, bro. Even in music, but even if you're in sports or anything, you have to compliment each other, and at some point you have to like venture out and grow. You have to figure it out. That time I'm a rebrand or more of it. You can feel. I saw this track. That track, Second Round. It's more drill sound.
Yeah.
He's trying to, because you know, when you push and I push the limits and I try to like make up for what he feels like he's missing in his craft or whatever. So yeah, we are here for it all, Manze, and man.
So, and also about on that drill vibe, do you feel like drill has already like taken over Kenya? Like, does Kenya qualify as, you know, there's Ghanaian drill, there's all this drill from every
drill from
part
everywhere.
Of Africa. So like, do you feel like Kenyan drill can compete now with the other sounds that are making like huge bars out here?
I don't even know if it's about competition, man. You know, I think drill, the origin of drill is just to tell stories about the streets. And that's the point of drill. So as long as kuna mtaa, there'll be drill. For regardless of where you live.
Regardless.
Ka kuna mtaa, there'll be drill, man.
Sure.
And I think that's what the Kenyan drill scene does, man. It just amplifies the streets. You know, whatever people are doing out here.
The sound of the streets, you already know, man.
Come on. Yeah, man. I think that's how I see it, man. It's valid. It's always going to be valid because kuna mtaa.
Kuna mtaa na mtaa ni different.
Yeah.
We were talking last time, last episode tulikuwa tunasema like how even here in Kenya different hoods produce a different kind of like sound.
Sounds,
understand?
Exactly.
You listen to someone like Wakadinali alafu unaona like sound yao is so different from
it's
what
so
you'd
grimy,
get.
Man.
Yeah. Especially that project yao, Victims of Madness.
Yeah.
It just bro, your album memes yake niuliza naweza sema best album of the year, bro. Yeah. Hands down.
Even the numbers don't lie.
Check the scoreboard.
Now it's this is the second year. It's actually this is
this is the second year. Boomplay or doing crazy things.
That actually did their thing on Uncut.
Sure.
That actually scooped a couple. I'm hoping like Uncut can also like
be open to incorporating other diverse sounds, because the homies deserve, like Mololo bro, una deserve kukwakwa and Cartman, that tunapula pale hivyo tunasikia and the nominees for best rap of the year, bro, unajua vile sisi tutakuja hapo hivyo bro, tutakuwa goons, we're going to be goons there, because we want to see this music taking off, we want to see ikishika like gain traction. Alafu, there's this one thing I want to ask. Of course, if you've been following the boy on social media, umecheki TDC, what's your affiliation with TDC and the performances, and what's that all about?
Bro, that's the family, man.
For real?
Yeah, those guys, they come through to support you when you need it, man.
True Denim Collection. True big shout out.
Shout out to them, bro.
Yeah.
On top of that, their jackets are just mad.
Bro, drip.
They're mad. Because of the new collection, bro.
Yeah. I'm thinking of copying one because nimecheki wase wana shine nayo kwa mtandao. Bro, na mi sitaki kukua left behind, you know.
Mwanze?
Yeah.
I feel like I'll be a brand ambassador for those guys soon.
Manifest it, bro.
And once that like, comes into fruition, you just plug us in, my G.
You already know the sound of the streets. So that's segment one. Segment one of Madhouse, Manze. The sound of the streets. Make sure you check us out on all platforms. We're on YouTube.
Yes, sir.
We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Twitter. Number. WhatsApp. Talk Patia, bro. So that was segment one. Segment two is coming. Me and the boy are planning something where we have a little surprise for you guys. Tunataka. We
don't think you all are ready for this.
Yo, we want to put you guys on.
The first of its kind.
For real, bana. And don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. Peace, man.
Yep. See you on the next.
Inyong.
Side.
In public we ni mzuri, but your heart ni kama bamburi, kama roho ngumu, roho chafu.